Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in San Antonio, Texas, where we have PSEU Co-op Solutions.
Yep.
Ready for that here with us. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
How's the conference gone? I think the entire conference is out. They just let out.
They're all out there.
Everybody's
so they're
out.
All watching.
Behind the camera. They're watching you.
Yes, I gotta make sure I don't say anything silly.
Pressure's on. So what's the buzz in the hallways? What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing in the contact center space, we're hearing a bunch of things. We're hearing, let's make a frictionless authentication process. Let's look at how are we going to use Gen AI and how does it benefit, the contact center. How do we make things more efficient but improve the member experience? I think one of the things that Dean Michaels actually shared was that he doesn't believe, and I agree with him, he doesn't believe that you have to give up one to get the other. You don't have to give up quality to get efficiency. You can do both.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes down to the technology you're using and how you create the environment for your agents and for the members to have a great experience for them both.
Oh yeah, no doubt. All right. You caught my interest when you said Gen AI.
Yes.
So let's start there.
Okay.
How does that affect or has it influenced the contact center? Share with me the connection there with those two.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that you can do with Gen AI in the contact center in the future. There's not a lot of folks who are using it quite yet, but it certainly is the buzz in the contact center space, and people are starting to dabble in it. I think for PSU, where I see us hitting, in the nearer future, is probably starting out even in like an IVA. We're exploring, IVA technology, so a virtual assistant. So you think about coming into your typical IVR, you have to press one, press two, and you have to hit multiple different numbers to get through your phone tree. And it's very frustrating. And, I think somebody said it well in the last breakout. I have like a 30-second attention span, so I'm already hitting 000 saying representative.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go through the phone tree. So how do we make that easier for the member experience? And I think that's where bringing in like a virtual assistant who can just ask a question in natural language, how can I help you today? And know who you are. Thanks for calling, Ready
right.
for that. How can I help you today?
Yeah.
Well, I want to make a payment. Great, last time you made a payment using this card. Would you like to make a payment with the same card today? No, I'd like to use a different card. Great, give me that card information. You're not interacting with an agent, but it sounds like an agent. Because the technology's out there, it sounds just like you and I, right? It's no longer robotic, right?
It's impressive.
It's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're interacting with a virtual assistant, a virtual agent even per se. And what it allows you to do too is a little bit more complicated things. Right, so something that you wouldn't easily be able to do in a touch tone, like, hey, I want to make a payment and I'm going to put in all the card information. It's just kind of, you can, but it's difficult. It's got friction.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing with an IVA is it allows you to get a little bit multimodal, right? So you can start out on the voice and then you can say, hey, I hear you, I understand you want to get a summary of your account balance. Can I send that to you in an SMS text right now and review it with you? And then the virtual assistant can actually send an SMS to your phone, put it on speaker,
very
and they
nice.
Can review it, and you have it right there, multimodal. So now you're kind of interacting in two different ways. So I think Gen AI helps build a lot of that because it'll learn and it'll be able to interact in a different way than having to manually programmatically make specific phrases like you'd see in a chat bot.
I was about to ask you, this goes way beyond the chat bot.
Way beyond the chat bot, right? And so I love chat because I'm on the phone for work all day long, right? So if I have to pick up the phone, it's hard. But as soon as I get to a chat bot, I'm immediately representative. Because if I'm going to a bot, I already know it's a challenging question.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that their bot's going to be able to tell me, almost always. So how do you make that experience better? And it's Gen AI.
And it's going to only get better over time.
It'll only get better over time.
6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years,
I mean, it's relatively newer, right? And people are starting to dabble and they're figuring out how to make it work. And I think another area that we're exploring Gen AI is also in a virtual assistant to an agent, right? So I come from a space of a happy agent will give us a happy member, right? So if my agent is struggling with all the technology and everything's hard because there are all these different tools and all these different systems they need to do, mm-hmm. their job is harder, and therefore when they're on the call with a member, they can't really focus on the connection with the member. So let's make the agent job as easy and simple as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So their focus is 100% on the member, right? And that's what makes a happy agent can give a happy member, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Agent Assist listens proactively on the call real time.
Okay.
And will then provide, based on what it hears, the next best option for the agent. So if the person's saying, I want to make a payment, Agent Assist will pop up the payment screen, and the agent can just go ahead and start to enter that information in, right? If the call is escalated, let's say maybe the member is a little upset, the Gen AI is smart enough to recognize the sentiment on the call and then give clues and hints and tricks to the agent on how to de-escalate the call, like how to, you know, use some certain wording to soft skills and get the member in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real-time coaching and real-time interaction with the agent to help them do their job.
Cool.
And then the cool part on the end, too, is something that all the credit unions always want is, you know, a summary of that call. With Gen AI, you don't need the agent typing in everything that happened. Gen AI can actually summarize that call.
Does it, like, record it and summarize?
Yeah, it converts it to text, and then it summarizes it instead of the whole thing. It summarizes it, and it can write that summary in on the core so that
that's
the credit
awesome.
Union has all that data.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Very cool.
I think we're good. That's really good stuff.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot coming.
No doubt. And that's exciting for credit unions, obviously. And one of the other big pain points, or not to say pain point, but voice biometrics.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit? And
sure.
Where are we with that? And then,
sure.
Because there's, obviously it's really cool, but there's a lot of fraud in that area as well. With like, I heard it's like
deep voice
cloning.
Deep fakes.
Yeah, deep fakes.
Deep fakes, yeah.
So where are we with that, and how well is that working?
So very good question. So we've been leveraging a solution for a long time that doesn't do biometric authentication, but it does listen and determine and identify fraudsters. It uses like a 1,000 different points that it listens to and hears to identify if the call is suspicious or not. However, we do have an initiative that we're just kicking off this year now that will do voice biometrics, and that'll allow us to do authentication now in the IVR or IVA before it even gets to an agent, so that it's a much more seamless interaction with the member, right? You know, deepfakes are hard. I think you've got to partner with the right tools and the right technology that can identify those. And there are some out there that can't, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the deepfakes are going to keep getting better, and the technology has to just keep getting better too. But I do think that it certainly is a really strong mechanism, as opposed to an agent right now today who is just, you know, asking certain questions, and that's all that they have. The more tools we can give the agent in their toolbox, the better off we are, right?
Well, because the member wants to get to the heart of the matter quickly. They don't want to jump through a lot of hoops.
Right.
I mean, I've heard studies and research that they don't mind jumping through a couple of hoops because that reinforces that there's some security there for them, kind of a mental thing that's really good. But a whole bunch of them, then frustration's out the window. So you want to get them to solve their issue or help them in some sort of fashion without,
And it's, and when you talk about security, so I actually have a background in security too, but when you talk about security, it's all about layers, right? And so the more layers you can put in there, but make them frictionless as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
So if you have your voice biometrics and the person can get through, but maybe then they want to do a higher risk type transaction, now you can add a secondary verification, like maybe one-time passcode.
So one-time
passcode goes to the phone, it goes to the phone of knowledge. So even if somebody's spoofing a phone, it's not going to go to the spoof phone, it's going to go to the real member.
Right.
So now you've got a secondary verification for those things that might be a little bit higher risk transaction.
A lot on the plate here, Rini. A lot. It's a buffet. It's a buffet.
We love our buffets.
Well, and you guys are great at it. So anything, I mean, I know we could probably talk another hour on this, and I know you got things to do, but anything else to add here before I let you go?
I think
with the contact center.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on in the call center. There's always plenty going on in the call center. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, you know, we're really, really excited about the combination and bringing the two call centers together between PSU, Legacy PSU, Legacy Co-op. So really excited about that. I think we bring together a different power that we couldn't do on our own. I don't know if you saw the news article we sent out with Virginia Credit Union.
Well, I heard Chuck talking about it on stage this morning.
Yeah. So that was really interesting because Virginia Credit Union needed a call center to help them with a conversion, but they were on a core that we don't have integration with. And our family over on the co-op side didn't have the staffing, but they had integration through shared branching. So we were able to be really creative and come together as a new family.
Yeah.
Like literally January 1, we were having those conversations because we knew it was coming and say, how do we make this happen? And it's been a major success for both, you know, the new combined organization and combined call center, as well as for Virginia. It's amazing.
Already proof in the pudding that it's working.
Proof in the pudding. It's working wonderfully.
Good stuff. Well, great example right there. Yeah, good stuff there. And this is going to just continue.
Yeah.
It's well, thank you for your time, and thank you for your insight and your expertise. This is, and I know we're just scratching the surface here, but yeah, this is really neat stuff. Really good stuff.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Rennie Fredette, everybody. If you want to know anything and everything about the call center, she's the one to talk to. The Member Forum video is brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.